Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is part two of the Distraction Pieces podcast. 10th anniversary special for Angles. Exciting. In part one, I plugged the World's Comedy Festival and the We Are Lizards Club Night at the Book Club. They're both exciting. In this one, I'm just going to mention that on Friday, there's Bellator London and the lineup is amazing. And on Sunday is UFC Liverpool and the lineup is amazing. So I recommend going out to see both of them, watching them wherever the options are legally, on TV or online. Yeah, fantastic. Big love for all the love last week for Mark Goddard episode, who was a fantastic guest. So thank you for that. Oh, and thank you for everyone who suggested guests. I had loads and loads of suggestions. I did a tweet asking who you'd like to hear and asked people to tag them in. Had loads of responses, and a few of them I've had word back from. So that stuff does honestly work. So because a lot of you are like, oh, you should all have this person on, you know, I've had a bit of back and forth, and we're trying to line a few of them up. So, yeah, thank you for that. We brought to you, but forever as ever, by Speech of Element Records.com. We've got the summer merch in there. We've topped up the limited edition Heggie t-shirt. We've got a few of the jackets left. I don't know if we're going to be doing any more of them, so swoop while you can. Yeah, tons of good stuff. Let's get on with the podcast. This is me and Dan Lasak. In this part, we do a bit of gaming. So some of that might not translate amazingly in audio, but we've edited it a bit, but we didn't want to over-edit it. So you kind of get a bit of a vibe of what his Twitch life is like. I mean, you've already got a vibe of how weird and creepy it is from part one, where there's tons of weird, he's saying weird things about ripping panties off every time someone resubscribes. It's quite disturbing, but it's a beautiful and complex world, and I loved it. I love it. I'm excited by it. So, yeah, hope you enjoy part two, and then I'll pop back at the end and tell you some stuff. Next week, I'm probably going to do the Ask Pip episode that you all submitted questions for, honestly, over a month ago now. So I'll probably do that. And then we'll be back. There's a drunk cast on its way and a load of guests lined up. And a few kind of deep and heavy episodes lined up as well. So, yeah, all to come. But for now, this is part two of the 10th anniversary of Angles Distraction Pieces podcast special. See you in a bit.
Goober, Waterloo Road. Was it Goober who said that?
Yes.
It was Goober. Waterloo Road, there's a guy, there's these companies that supply music to TV channels, and there's a man called Ian Cook, Cook with an E, who literally, we never met him, but he just liked us. So we've been on Waterloo Road multiple times together, yeah. And both our solo work.
And all those ones...
Loads of kids.
They're TV. Technically ones that are without our permission, but we've given blanket permission and control to our publishers, unless it's something conflicting. Yes. And there's the BBC ones where there's just a pool that they can use it, and we get paid, but no one actually cleared it.
So
it's like a lot of there's a few sports adverts and stuff, like Sky are doing an internal advert.
It's weird. So UK, if it's on a TV show within the TV show, they don't have to clear it. You get paid a fixed fee. Every artist, no matter how big, gets the same fee. And then adverts for that show,
for their own channel,
are allowed.
Because I had one. We had one
for the channel.
Because we had You Will See Me on the David Hay one recently,
mm-hmm.
and we never cleared any of that. But it's fine. Yeah. It's cool. It fitted, and it's. We always hear about it from you guys first, rather than anything else.
Yes, I'll put the lights on. It's just because it's raining.
And get a knife at the same time. So we
and
can
I'm going to get myself a fizzy cola drink.
Get yourself a fizzy cola drink. I made you get me a fizzy cola drink, and all I'm drinking is water.
That's
how rude of me. Right, what's going on? Pip, you like my comment on Facebook about Look for the Woman about a month ago. It made me smile. Mate, I'm not going to remember a comment I liked about a month ago. That meant the world to you. It meant nothing to me. No, I'm just kidding. It's lovely. So that's good. The best thing is to be getting people voting regardless of how they vote. That, again, it's opinions. I have slightly different political views there, but I don't go into them publicly because I think it's dangerous at points for people in the public eye to give their political views, because I was once a kid who would blindly follow what other political or what other public people did. I've previously gone out to get people to vote. I don't go out to get people to vote anymore because my views are more complex than that. But my views are for me, so I don't need... I've not got... I love Russell Brand. I've been chatting to him this week. Big love to Russell. He's going through some horrible stuff at the moment. But again, I've not got the Russell syndrome of I feel I can solve everyone else's views or problems. I realised about 5-6 years ago that it was important to solve my political views and my political world as such and do what's right in that way. Den says hi Den. Are you staying up for UFC tonight, Pip? Of course I am, yo. I stay up for every UFC, ain't no thing. I don't know if Dan is allowed to use knives. I think he had that privilege revoked. As I read that, he walked in the room wielding a knife. So that was perfectly timed from my angle.
And I was holding it the wrong way. You're not meant to walk around your ass holding a knife like that.
Yeah. I think your message on having the right to have an informed opinion is correct. Yeah, it's that quote from Harlan Ellison. You don't have a right to an opinion. You have a right to an informed opinion. No one has a right to ignorance. Russell Brand looks so unclean and so neat and tidy at the same time. I don't get it. It's true.
It's a skill.
He's got a
it's
great a combination.
Here you go.
A candle is lit.
There you go. Happy birthday to
Angles.
Done.
There we go. That'll do. Shall we blow it out?
Shall we spit on the cake?
3, 2, 1. Blew out our cake, we had a little birthday.
The tradition of spitting on cakes, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why we do it. Have you ever watched John's Not Mad? So it's a documentary about a young lad with Tourette's.
Yes.
Obviously, they did three of them, 15 years apart.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the first John's Not Mad, it's one of the hardest things ever, because they're singing happy birthday to his sister. And it's all going on, and he's just spitting on the cake.
Brilliant.
He can't help it, obviously, you know, but just like, and everyone's just ignoring the fact that he's spitting on the cake.
I feel like I've come on here to plug my podcast, but I had Tourette's Hero the 200th episode, and it was so educational, because I just thought Tourette's, all I know of Tourette's was from John's Not Mad, and from a few things where they're just swearing, and this and that, and it's all, and just to get her kind of, to be educated on it all was absolutely fascinating.
The thing about it, though, because it was obviously black and white era TV. And they actually edited it because his mum knew that he would spit on the cake.
Right.
So she had a spare cake.
Brilliant.
But they edited out that she went, ta-da, there's the cake. There's your cake, John.
Cake.
Your spitty cake.
It's your spitty cake. Here's the cake that we're going
to have to take that dress off.
The ribbon off.
Breathe.
Come on, Jen. Stop banging on all about angles, wrestling and gaming. The important question is, what clay body are you both
diddling
with on the new t-shirt? Oh, right, yeah, no, it's just a...
yeah, I was like, where's this fucking going? Ooh. Where's this sentence going to end in? I'm getting uncomfortable.
Do you like cake better or pie? Yeah, cake. I like cake. Because I'm English. I'm not American. Americans have pie.
Americans have pie. And weirdly, like...
I ain't no Pop-Tarts, damn right.
Lemon meringue pie, the best ones I've had have always been up in the UK. In America, they go crazy on, like...
Too much.
It's too much. Just easy, keep it simple.
So, you've basically all tuned in to watch us eat cakes, which is where the big money is.
Well, there's Den DeVille.
Yeah,
hello, Den.
She popped up when you were getting the knife, I think.
Ah.
And she was in our Look for the Woman video and Stunner. Because Stunner, we had a few different people who were in previous videos in the background. Because we're just way ahead of this Gambino lad who everyone's like, oh, look, he's done a lot of it as one shot. Did he do all of it as a one shot? No, he fucking didn't.
No.
We did. Yeah, he made a lot of good political statements and smashed it far better than we did. But still, it wasn't in one shot. Shut up.
yeah, it's really funny. I followed Dan on Instagram, and it's like usually like stuff of Malta and all that, was one the other day that was just these like pixel pants. Mm. So it was Den's butt.
I've got some of them
on Instagram. But the problem is, I liked it as a reflex, and then I felt really bad because it's like, this is someone I've met in real life who's a nice person and stuff. I shouldn't be thumbing a butt on the internet.
Sure, I think people need to be more free with the liking. I was thinking about on the way here, because I don't think we like as much as we actually like anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense? I'll look at stuff and think, oh, that's cool, and I won't click like. And as stupid as it is, if you're using it for anything business based, like music or Twitch, likes draw people in, and it does have an effect. So I've realised there's people I follow, musicians or Dolan and people like that. I would have seen something, but because it's a mate, I'm not going to instantly think, oh,
Sage,
I like that.
Sage likes hard. Sage is, his thumb is firing at all cylinders.
Storm, who I assume is Storm that runs the Strange Famous
social media. I think so.
Him and my dad seem to come online around the same time and like all my tweets and like all my... So I'll have a load of notifications that Strange Famous have liked all my tweets and my dad have liked all my tweets, so...
B. Dolan's been on Twitch once. He came in and I was playing Destiny.
He said he was going to come on today and he was asking where he can ask questions and I didn't know. I said, I think you have to whisper it into the end of a USB stick.
But yeah, but B was on and he like poked his head out. All right, then. I don't get it. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Left again.
Because him and Sage are off today.
They are.
They're in Hawaii. And they're off.
I hope they're just sitting there watching, talking about us, but not to us.
Oh, they'll turn up. They probably will.
They would be called a lurker, then. Big up the lurkers, chat. Big up the lurkers. So lurkers are people who watch your channel, but never say anything.
I had someone try and out me on Twitter as a house lurker in Player Unknown. It's PUBG.
Corner
and it
captain.
Wasn't. And someone just said, I think Scroobius Pip just killed me, because my gamer tag is Scroobius Pip.
Yeah.
Someone, I was like, yeah, I did. I was like, let people know that he's a lurker. I was like, well, no, I'm not. But if I'm in a house and I hear someone there, I'm going to squat down and be ready to get on. I'm not going to just stroll and go, where are you, man?
So all these people are lurkers.
You lurkers, you're accepting your lurkiness.
Freak, he's been lurking. He's been here the whole time, but he's not said anything. Funkelstein's been lurking. Zabrus, he's a king
lurker. I've got some mates, like my mum. Is a lurker.
My mum's a lurker.
She on social media, she hardly ever posts, but goes on all the time and likes and comments. So I guess that's kind of the opposite of a lurker. But I like how people use social media differently. Like some people, it's all about our content, and others, it's all about absorbing content.
So
I've got much more to say about that.
No, but
it's a little observation.
it's that weird thing with social media, though. Like people. You get told, there's like rules. If you want to do all right on Instagram, you shouldn't post more than twice in a day. You shouldn't use more than 4 hashtags. If you respond to a comment, you should use more than 4 words.
Right.
And they're all things that game the algorithm of Instagram to push you further forward.
I see.
But if you know that, it's irritating, you know, because then you see the people.
You start noticing it.
Leighton Lur, which is Jake.
Yeah.
Right there. Leighton Lur posts on Facebook every day at the same time because that's his job. He's built his whole career around
the
pink Leighton Lur there.
Hello, Jake.
But, like, that means that Jake has to, like, actively think of content. And now, as Jake runs a business, that makes sense. But when normal people who are just wanting to talk do that, it's like, what? So you have to sit down and think of. Like, I'll just turn on a social whatever and say whatever when I have something to say.
That's the thing, though, man. I find it fascinating, and I learn more and more about that all the time, about the benefits. Yeah, we'll have another slice. It's a really nice cake.
Same again?
Yeah, that's great.
It's all right,
The comment in the first hour, I believe, on Instagram helps and all this kind of thing. And, I find all that shit fascinating.
There you go.
So
if
someone asked Jake... why he didn't oil us up in the photo shoot.
Yeah, Jake.
And
where was the oil?
He did oil us up, just not in those photos.
They were good photos. Well done, Jake. That's all the credit
you
came from me, mate.
To see a separate one that he took after it, didn't he? Yeah. I like when he did the creepy photographer thing and said, well, we've got that, but can we just try one more thing out?
Oh!
He didn't ask us to take our tops off, but...
He did. I remember...
But I'm a fan of Jake's photography and his use of colours and all that, so I was excited for when he got his filter things out. So, oh, he's going to make us all funny colours. Make us funny colours.
Kurt J. Mack, 10 months in a row.
Thanks, Kurt.
Kurt J. Mack's another streamer who's known of us from before I streamed. But he also has been doing... There's a version of Minecraft that has a weird code thing that means that the further you go from the central point, the game gets weirder, the way it creates stuff. So he's been actually... I don't know how long the journey would physically takes in-game, but it's years.
Wow.
It's a long time. Mm. And he's got a YouTube series called Farlands or Bust.
Yeah.
Which has made hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities.
That's dope.
But just off a YouTube series.
I mean, you could have just kept all of that for himself.
He could have. But like, this is one of the things I like about the internet.
It's one of the things I hate about the internet.
But like,
everyone's too nice, you pricks.
Setting yourself a challenge.
Yeah.
And people being fascinated in that challenge. Because it's just him chatting while seeing strange things. Yeah. Like, when he got to pie... When he'd got that many squares away from centre, so it worked out as pi.
Yeah.
Like 3.14. But he built a little pi statue and all that. And it's just, like, cute. But people love it so much that they help other people.
Completely. Blows my mind. You seen the... there's a podcast. It's something like... It's called...
Oh, a brighter beat. I'll see you soon. Now you're back on Twitch. We got a back chat. And thank you for the bits. Bye.
I think it's called something like The Worst Podcast Idea Ever, and it's these two guys decided to watch and talk about the movie Grown Ups every day for 3 months or something like that. So it's just watching it over and over and over and over again, and yeah, it's
and seeing,
horrendous.
I wonder if there's a point at which Grown Ups becomes like high art.
The worst idea of all time. There we go. A few people have jumped in on that.
But, like, I wonder if you watch it enough times, it becomes something more.
Yeah. You moved your foot then, and for some reason I thought it was a dog under the desk. I don't know why I go, oh, there's a dog.
I wouldn't
have noticed a dog being here for several hours.
Is I do that to myself, so I move my own foot. Oh!
Yeah. I thought there was a dog had snuck in. So shall we... Oh, it's Grown Ups 2, and it's a whole year. Watch Grown Ups 2 every day for a year.
You had to watch The Room 36 times. But you were working. You were working, plus. You were getting paid to do that.
Yeah,
podcasters don't get paid.
No, I mean...
Don't tell him.
Yeah, I'm making that big bucks.
Actually, it's a weird one. People ask me how much you make on your podcast, and it's like... Oh, we don't have a shared bank account or anything. We don't.
No.
It's not like we both go, oh, how much money have you made this month? Oh.
Exactly,
it's like a weird. People ask the weirdest questions. Yeah. They're the ones that I find weird because they're like, I don't know. I haven't walked up to anyone and said, how much you
earn? What'd you make on that?
Yeah. How much money you got?
It's any time you've got a weird job, though, isn't it? I'm sure you get that a lot with Twitch when people are like curious as to what you can make or how you make.
Oh, weirdly though, because I'm one of the few streamers who actually just says, if someone says, how much do you make? I say, oh, last month I made this.
It's a good question. Are you playing much Destiny 2 since going to the launch event? Hardly any at all, because literally I played it a load, and then literally straight after that I was away for two films in a row.
Yeah.
I'd Walk Like a Panther and then Kill Ben Like.
Oh, look at him. Movies, isn't it?
Genuinely, at that point, I was like, oh, I can't really remember. It's all so big. Because it's so big, I loved doing that podcast because it forced me to immerse myself in that little, a little world. And I do think it's amazing and fascinating. But as much as Destiny 2, I think, is more welcoming to people who aren't pro gamers and all that kind of thing, or it's less intimidating.
It's definitely more. It has a more casual.
I still didn't find myself drawn in after I'd had some time off from it. Because again, I think if you've got, in my mind, I've got quite good. It's still nowhere near as good as everyone else, but it's quite good. To then think, oh, I'm going to be shit again, and I was already, you know, the level I'd got to was quite shit still. So to be all the way back down, it just put me off a bit, I think. But
so I played, obviously I played a bit more because I was streaming it, so I did all the way through the raid, and we were doing community, so people from chat and me would do the raid every every week for about 4 weeks after that. So, and then they had the next expansion, Curse of Osiris, and I just didn't go back. They just missed... It's a really weird thing. Like, games reward you by giving you loot or giving you reasons to do things. And Destiny 2 forgot to do the rewards bit. So there was a lot of people who went, like, it's great, it looks great, it plays well. Why am I playing this? They've been working really hard to get back to a point where it's actually giving you something to do, which I think this week is the first week people have felt like, oh no, this is cool.
Yeah. So I've had someone asking, I've always wondered, Dan, do you get paid in dollars? Which is officially the most boring question anyone's asked all day.
I do get paid in dollars.
Who the hell are you? Get out. Don't really get out. It's not my room.
I do get paid in dollars. And Diebug, the restrictions on talking about money. I can tell you how many subs I've got. I can tell you how much I've made in dollars. I cannot tell you how much I make in ad revenue. I cannot tell you the RPM of that, so per 1,000 views of an advert, because obviously that would YouTube would want to know that. And I cannot tell you my split between, like, you know, streamers get X amount of a sub. You're not meant to talk about your percentage of that. So there is stuff I'm not meant to say. But look, there's even a command in my chat that tells you how many subs I've got. So 170 people forgot to unsub. It's actually 168, though. That's a lie. Yes, my pin, Omega. that wouldn't get you anywhere. You'd need the sort code and the short code on the back. You need more.
Unless they've got your card. Unless that was them pretending to be a dog under your desk.
Oh, no way.
How do you all go about choosing what projects to focus your time on? I feel I've been really lucky on that. And... it's taken a while to get confidence, but I just go on what I'm excited to be working on. And so far, the bills have got paid each year. Do you know what I mean? The first few years of doing that, you're like, I've not got a real job. Oh, where's the money come from? And then when you get a couple of years in that you're starting the year, because particularly in this acting lark, I'm starting each year like, well, I've got zero booked in.
Yeah,
I don't know. And when I started the podcast, it wasn't earning anything, but... it's choosing them because you're excited about them, and then hopefully that turns into something that pays the bills and allows you to keep doing them. But yeah, I'd literally just go off what I'm excited about. At the moment, I've got two scripts I'm working on, and one of them I've made really good progress on, and all I can think about at the moment is the other one, which I'm not starting yet. So I'm going to start that on Monday, just to get it out of my head a little bit. Just
wait.
I can focus. Why are the adverts I got for your stream...
we haven't shaved in years. I don't know, Domley. So, they might have got an advert then when it came back on.
Right, I see.
Yet an advert at the start. So, someone just obviously got an advert for shaving.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I shaved that little bit there recently. I never used to shave that. I do now, yeah. I never used to shave that, but my barber, the Heartbreak Barber Club in Leon C.
You go there?
I do, it's lovely there. And I thought it for ages. I was like, nope, just leave it as it is. So I'm wearing a fucking hairy balaclava. I'm literally just under my eyes. And then one time he convinced me and I trimmed it and I blooming liked it.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette and then we'll start playing it.
All right, I'll answer these questions.
You do it.
When is season 2 of Taboo out? Well, Nathan, the good part is they had a meeting last week and said... the best place to do the big announcement is on Dan Lesak's Twitch stream. So, happy surprise. No, I don't know. We've not started filming it yet. David Knight is currently working on the scripts, I believe.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Shyamalan's
doing it. Nice.
Yeah, he's working on the scripts. And, I can't wait. I reckon we'll start filming this year, so I would expect it to be out at some point next year. But that's not based on anything. It's just my vibes.
Because if you've not started filming yet, and you've got people who have like crazy amounts of,
purely the amount that Hardy is involved in it all, from the creation side, from all of it, means that if he's doing Venom and
talking about Venom, like just seeing that, like that advert and then seeing Riz in it.
Yeah.
It was like, it's one of those things. Like, so me and Pip first did a gig with Riz at Maida Vale Studios in London for BBC Radio 6 Music.
Yeah.
And it was just nice meeting Riz, he's a nice guy and all that, and he's a good dude.
A weird thing, the song he did that day, Sour Times, I ended up being in the video for, as did Tom Hardy. Long before I'd ever met him and all that kind of thing, but yeah, weird crossovers.
But like, that, hearing Riz sort of talk about, he's done a bit of acting, you know, he's just starting out, and then a decade later, I'm sitting watching, about to watch Avengers, and then it's like, fucking Riz!
There's Riz.
Look at him!
And he popped up in everything last year. So Night Of was amazing. And obviously he was in Star Wars. And he was in loads of stuff. And then at the end of the year I was watching the OA. Because I heard loads of hype on that. He pops up in that. And I'm like, so, mate.
Star Wars, I couldn't.
You're not in.
I couldn't believe it was in.
Rogue One.
I couldn't process it. It was like, that's Riz. No, it's not. It's just a guy who looks
so
like Riz.
So good. And I think it was the best bit of a business ever from an actor's point of view, because he got to be in one of the biggest franchises ever.
Yeah.
He, by chance, it's one of the ones that people loved and thought was amazing, because it is great. And the third thing, spoiler alert, so switch off if you're not saying it, it dies, so you don't have to, you're not then locked in, because then films can be restrictive, as we've seen with Hamill and all these others who only did them for so long and then it's hard to do anything else. But to get to be in a standalone one that's got all the excitement and hype and the toys and everything, and then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's genius, man. I love it.
So I did that then.
What does that mean?
Thinking in my head that chat knew that meant spoiler, some new, and then you can come back now. But I don't think I've ever done it before.
Right.
So I just did a new thing that in my head made sense.
Yep.
So if I'm talking spoilers, but I'd never.
It's a good new thing.
Good new thing, but no one knew what it was. Four Lions with Ace.
Yeah, a load of people tweeting Rubber Dinghy Rapids.
Oh my god, lurking. That was like someone stacked up bins trying to get into my window.
Oh, really?
Once. It's just so funny, like coming home to see this stack of bins outside my window.
When you say cake,
see you later, miss. Thank you for that sub.
I thought you meant hookers. No, we didn't. We're not going to throw hookers at anyone. Riz did one for one of the American late night. Yeah, he did rap on that. He did a freestyle on that. Oh, and he was also in Nightcrawlers. Yeah, the dude's a beast.
You watch more films than me.
Yeah.
It's one of the drawbacks of Twitch.
I watch a lot of films.
If your entertainment is sitting here for 8 hours, you don't get to watch as many movies.
Well, Daniel, I love the cinema. I can't get enough of it, and it saddens me that it's going to. It saddens me and makes me happy that it's dying away outside of the blockbusters, because it means I get to watch in quiet screens and on my own. But yeah, I go constantly. I love it. You got any favourite non-album tracks of yours? Thinking about collabs and remixes and things. In general, I don't like any of our non-album tracks, and if I could have had them not released, I would have. But we were out at a time when they were really big on iTunes exclusive, American exclusive, and things like that. So the tracks that made the album are the ones that we thought were really good. The rest of them are ones that we didn't think were that good, and that's why they came out. But
Minor Pips is Lovesick.
Yep, that was good with, again, some collaborations and that with Christian Scott. But that's, I was going to say, the remix we did of a Kid Carpet song. I really like that. Yeah, I enjoyed that because, again, it was a different thing. But when it's a bonus track or
an
EP type thing, I don't like it. But
did scratching if you say cup of tea.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was dope. So, right. I like that.
I'm going to move the cake.
Oh, this is cool, man. I'm into it.
Did you press that button?
No, you pressed it. I saw you.
Fuck. Accidents will happen, chat. I've only driven one race in this, so
sweet. I've never seen a switch in my life.
Versus Grand Prix or versus Grand Prix?
Yeah. So how do I? I don't know any of the controls yet.
Nor do I. So 50 sweet. CC.
Let's do 100. Let's do 100.
Start at 100. Yeah.
Fuck it. Do 100.
Place your bets, chat. Place your bets.
Yeah. Who's gonna win?
All right. When do we start betting on races? Never. This is fun.
How's it going, Dan Sack and Mr. Pip? It's going good. We're playing computer games.
We are. I think it was the right choice to pick something like this.
Yeah.
because then we can, you know, just relax.
Pause and engage, enjoy ourselves.
I can't remember how to throw things backwards.
Oh, I messed up, I didn't time that right. Timed the first one perfectly.
That's... I got it then, and I haven't got it before. Bit war, who wins? I'll take a bit war any day. Can you do that cool flip? Bit wars are those little animated things that give me money.
You're underwater.
And some people compete with each other.
Okay, yeah.
I benefit. And that's it.
It's like,
King Coin.
Can't think of the term. It's alright. I'm focused now. Oh man, I've got something crazy going on.
Oh, are you firing shit?
No, I've got a thing and I'm biting people.
Oh, nice. What's this I've got? I didn't know what that did. Yeah, throw pennies at me, Daggish. Good bit of capitalism.
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
I like capitalism. When it works in my favour. Zabrus, thank you for the bits, dude. At some point we'll hate each other. I don't know, if it hasn't happened by now... And, like, Pip had to share hotel rooms with me and be in a van with me. Like, I would have thought by now he would have fucking physically hurt me.
Sam, I'm pretty sure we've gone through phases of hating each other at some point. I know, yeah. I've done your editing numerous times in the past.
I think...
But, you know, that's touring together. That's being in... I don't know what that was I just did. I just had a thing.
But that's the thing. Yeah. You spending that much time with any one person... But...
Sin. I hear it on podcasts. And some Donna Donna I hear people. Or someone. I tried to collect a bloody banana skin.
Do it.
On some of my favourite podcasts, you'll hear them go through periods where they're clearly doing each other's heads in a little bit.
Hey, Cantoris, thank you for those bits. That's a lot of fucking money, dude. Appreciate it. Hey, Panda Power, how are you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm falling off again. It's doing great for a bit.
I think my controller's making noise. I don't know. I feel like it's actually doing something.
Oh, man. I'm going to eat you.
Oh, mate.
I'm going to eat you. Oh, I just crashed into something.
Get Rainbow Road, that ends friendships. The SNES one was always amazing, man.
Like, fourth place. At least I've improved.
Nice. Yeah, I think there might be a speaker or something. I don't know.
It
might just be its little rumbles. The PlayStation controller's got a speaker.
Because there's a speaker in that, isn't it? Yeah.
I have to turn it off. I get really confused as to where it comes from.
Have you ever done 4D cinema?
I haven't.
It ruins a good film and vastly improves a silly, just action thing. I went to see Rampage and it was great.
Yeah.
And I went to
see.
In fact, I've. The only ones it's improved have had monkeys in. I went to see Kong Skull Island and it was great.
Was Rampage any good? Was it an enjoyable?
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. It's The Rock. The monkey is really charming in it.
Did you ever play the game?
Yeah.
It's not like
the game, but then you do... Because they've gone so far from it, you do then get a bit of excitement the first time they start climbing up a building and tearing it apart. Yeah. Like, oh, it is the game. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, I reversed. Anyone who's watching that, I pressed the wrong button.
For people's entertainment.
Remember. Now to reverse there.
Everything you do wrong, it was for chat.
Brilliant. Did you all enjoy my comedy reverse?
Where am I going? Oh, wow. I went up there, chat. Light spring going. Shit. Well, these levels are like crazy. It's like the fucking future or some shit right now. Well, that didn't do anything.
What is the gamer community's general view on Ready Player One? Have you seen it?
People don't talk about it that much, weirdly.
I really enjoyed it. I had a few people who were like, oh, no, it's... Or had hate for it for reasons I didn't understand. But
yeah, nah. Like, I think generally people just took it for what it was.
It's a silly bit of Spielberg.
I didn't watch it. I think as well, that's the thing. Because I didn't watch it, I didn't ever talk about it.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to then encourage chat.
Yeah.
Do it.
I enjoyed it.
Yo! the fuck? These people. I've got to use the drift mechanic more, I think. So you get like a boost, do you? Alright. Alright, game, I get you. I'm hearing you. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, that's cool.
You just got hit and remained in the lead. Oh no, I just lost my pistol. Yo, you're evil. I'm out to get you now.
I didn't know it was you.
I was in first place for all of this, and then right at the end.
About person, man.
Oh, mate, it's all falling apart. Anyone who's watching will know how long I was in the lead. Just literally schooling fools for ages, and then right at the end, I'm back down to first.
Cheating, I was cheating.
Oh dear, there's a big scary blue thing coming. Look out.
Motherfucker.
I didn't throw it.
Oh, right at the end there. Right at the end.
This is good. I like it. How's everyone getting along in chat now? I haven't seen Ready Player One, but I did read the author's weird porn poem.
I do love weird porn poems.
Always up for a weird porn poem. I was in the lead, you idiot. Oh, I reversed. I started with a reverse.
To then...
But from when I was going the right way, I was in the lead.
What was the first game you guys played and really liked? For me, personally, it was Shadow of the Colossus. It was an amazing
game. It
was great.
My brother loved that.
Blew my mind.
Did you play... what's the one that was similar to it? Racing with the big cat monster thing.
Oh, Last Guardian, yes.
Yeah, Last Guardian.
So there's a game before it called Ico,
yeah.
Which is why the company's called Team Ico. So yeah. The cat monster is more like Ico.
Yeah.
But I just found it a little annoying in places.
I'm doing reverse again. It's because I'm used to the BB and the... Yeah, PlayStation. Yeah.
It's the old... Yes! Get that star. Man, I'm glad I bought Mario Kart. I might just sit here and play this by myself. You know, sit around my house playing Mario Kart. Never write another piece of music.
Why?
Hey, nice, TJ. Yo, don't do that, dude. Why was there a thingy on the wall then?
I used it.
Oh, okay.
I skimmed up to it and went along the wall.
Really?
Because I saw the other guy do it. Seemed like a good thing to do.
Oh, I'm getting my ass taxed. I don't know what ass taxing is.
No. Probably the bloody Tories.
Bloody Tories.
They're doing ass taxing, I've heard.
They are. Mate, I'm getting stuck here. I haven't played either Strafen. Sadly. Oh, boom! Nice! That's rad. Fucking do wall rides.
Cool, isn't it?
Wall ride into the future, Ted. Who's enemy? Is that you?
Me.
Aw.
You again.
I did actually look after I'd fired it and go, oh shit, that was a bit.
And then you squirted something in the eye or someone has.
I ain't inky.
That was a green one as well.
That was good. That was good green one. Come on. Good green fist in.
Give me respect for that.
I fell off.
Oh, can we just end it now? Is that lap I've won. Let's call it a day there.
You've got it, man. You've got it. You're going to win.
Like last time. Almost steered into trying and collect a banana skin again then. I just got hit. And remained in the lead. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Still right there.
Is that you harassing me?
No. Do do do.
Oh, and you've got that red one ready for if I do take you.
Me? Why would I have that ready?
Oh, mate.
And two of them.
Oh, how come I'm doing another one where I'm smashing it in first for ages and now I'm seventh? This is a cruel game. another time. I was in first for ages then. I don't care what anyone's saying.
Fucking lurking. You probably finished fourth. Lurking, mate. You were way off. Lurking translates porn subtitles for a living.
Oh, fair play.
That's what he does. If you need any subtitles translating for your movies,
Pip's getting the hang of it. Don't jinx it. Yeah, you did jinx it. Bad luck. You're right, bad luck, Pip. Pip, you deserve to win. I did deserve to win.
It was tight. It was very tight. Victory is a sub for me. Oh, that was it, though. I think that's a Grand Prix, four races.
We've done a Grand Prix.
We'll do another one,
We'll do another one and then try the other game out. I do need to leave at some point.
What time do you need to leave for the wrestling?
Because I have to go home and watch the fights. Depends if it takes me 4 hours to get home as it took me to get out. I'm sure it won't. True. But no, it's all right.
I don't mind doing a few races at this.
Let's have another little Grand Prix and then have a go on that other one. I want to try that out as well.
Hey, see you later, Sushi. Have a lovely one, man.
See you later, Sushi.
Look at that. We collected 30 coins, a new custom vehicle stuff.
I think that was mainly me.
That was mainly you, yeah. Definitely.
God damn it. 100%. I was there just to collect coins. I was like, Dan, you get the race one. I'll get these coins over.
Do it. Yeah, yeah. I hear, man. You 100 CCs still happy?
Yeah, man. Let's go up.
Good. Oh, all right.
We can try going up. Let's be crazy.
Okay. There you go. Who do you want to be, though?
Well, I didn't enjoy him, so I'm going to go to Yoshi.
Probably Toad, then.
Yeah, I like Toad. I selected him with B again. I'm such a PlayStation dweeb.
Oh, that's new. I think that's telling us new.
Oh, can we get this one? Oh, let's have that one, then.
New Rocky car.
Sponge wheels, off-road wheels, slim wheels.
I'm going slim.
Does it make a difference?
It probably makes a very small difference.
Let's go for... Oh, that's nice. It's got a little egg. That's me.
So what do they call their shoulder buttons? Z. R and Z R. Weird.
Yeah.
So confusing.
I wonder what there's...
Where's one with Rainbow Road on it?
I wonder what the Z stands for.
Is there a version of Rainbow
Road?
There's
gotta be. There it was. There's two. There's that one and below it. The fourth one.
N64 Rainbow Road or new modern Rainbow Road?
Let's go new modern. That looked mental, didn't it? Is there any more Rainbow Roads? Is there like 10 Rain? There's Ribbon Road.
That one looks...
Let's go for that. I like the look of Bowser's Castle as well.
All right.
Right, what's going on, guys? Who are you betting on? You know, I might have been... I've been hustling this whole
hustler.
Time.
Oh, yeah, no, it was what it was called, an airy Soberon, not, I was just wondering what they called it. Hey, Queen of Blaze.
Hey, nerds.
Hashtag Pip.
Hashtag Pip, you're betting on the good money.
Oh, it's weird. Oh, there's bouncing from the ads.
That scared me already. Panicked me for a second.
Bouncing? Love it. Oh god, what's going on here then? Oh shit! Oh, they've done some cool design and stuff. Oh nice! This is our first time playing it. Ooh, I'm on a vine now. Get that out there. I can feel your presence behind me.
I fell then. I was right behind you and then I fell. I couldn't decide between doing the bounce and the normal.
I got squidded while I was in the air, it's fine. Didn't affect me in any way. Definitely an harder race, you see.
Jeez.
Oh no, he lightning me and got me. They got me, Daddy. Raytronic. There goes my money.
I'm going to win this, guys. Don't you panic. I'm in 8th place and I just hit a thingy.
Whoa. So there's a thing in gaming called speedrunning, right? Which is exactly what you would think. It's playing a game really, really fast, yeah? And there's some games that are amazing, like a game that takes us 30 hours, people can go, like, doing an hour. sort of thing. But you actually get Mario Kart speedrunners.
Yeah.
So, like, people who are just that good at the game. It's like a really weird thing to just be perfect at a game like this.
It's mad how it comes, though. I always remember when, like, it was either R-Type or F-Zero came out. And it was like, this is the fastest thing ever. No one's ever going to be able to play this. The reaction speeds and everything.
Yeah.
Then you just got used to it, and it was, ridiculous.
Yeah, so shmups, shoot 'em ups, some of them now are just, like, mind-bending.
Yeah.
Like, R-Type on a 3D axis and all that shit.
Mental.
Dan says if you press the power up button, it stops the selection faster.
What?
So I think if when you pick something up, you touch that.
Oh, right.
It goes faster.
Grabs it from. Oh, I see.
I think. I don't know.
Good tip. F-Zero was mental and R-Type.
I love
it. Shit back in the day. Was it R-Type? No, it was F-Zero that had the Chemical Brothers or someone did. Someone insane did the theme tune. It was the first game that was like real. Dance music.
Xenon, which was a shoot 'em up. Xenon and Xenon 2 were done by Bomb the Bass, which was rad. Yes, Dupuy, I know Zelda on the Link. I played it on Snares. I played it on stream. He wants to hear 16 bars on Mario Kart.
You best get spitting then, son.
You better get to it, lads. Wipeout was the one that
Wipeout,
on PlayStation
you're dead
1.
Right. Wipeout.
It's Future Sound of London curated, and then it had like fucking everyone you can think of. Where am I going?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed on that bit.
We might, I don't know, it might have the old the child lock on, so you can't accidentally go off the roads. Good. You never know.
It's like putting the little bracket things up when bowling.
Yeah. Doing it, we're doing it, chat. There is a randomizer. Yeah, did we? I don't know how I feel about the randomizer in that, because I know how to get everything without it. I don't wanna have to learn the game again. Oh, mate, I thought I was on that then. I wasn't on that. I haven't quite got the grip of drifting yet, chat.
I've not done any drifting. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I'm figuring out my own thing.
Yo, that guy didn't want me to do anything then. He didn't want me to survive. Doing it. Oh, there's dudes on the course now.
Well, there you go. That was a better run for us as a team.
Drifting makes you faster.
Don't tell me.
I think they're doing Tokyo.
Yes. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
It would be great if you could get a weekly, bi-weekly gaming podcast with Dan on Distraction Pieces Network. Average Joe, I've talked to Pip before about doing a podcast, and the only reason I haven't done it yet is because of time.
Yeah.
I think...
It's an idea that's in the pipeline, and I'm sure we'll
get there.
We'll get there at some point.
I think the deal is I'd have to do a series.
Yeah.
So I could get like 6 recorded, boom, do it, and then a few months, another 6,
yeah.
A few months.
And that works nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Look at Bowser's bloody, bloody castle.
Hello, Bowser. I'd like it. There's definitely ideas of stuff. I helped someone recently get all their licenses and stuff for their music podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It weren't nearly as expensive as I thought it would be. But if they have success, it's going to get a hell of a lot more expensive.
Right, yeah.
You know?
I hate that kind of... the restriction of that. If it starts going down well, then you're fucked.
Yeah, basically, as soon as they hit 50,000 downloads, it starts climbing. Where's the world gone? Oh, nice. Dodging.
There's lasers this time around.
Oh, my God. There's everything. Oh, God. That's a long post. Angles is defining album of his teenage years. We'll read that one afterwards, get sideways, I promise. Oh, I was up on two wheels. Felt good. It's a boulder. Hey, no worries, get sideways. Like I say, I'll read it in a sec, because shouldn't text and drive.
It's true.
But you do it all the time,
don't you? I don't anymore. That's why I didn't respond to you earlier when you saw text come through.
God,
I do if I'm stuck in traffic and not moving. Other than that, good morning, Chase. Oh, crumbs. Once again.
I'm so far behind, Chet. I'll take six.
Oh dear, that was a rough one.
Hey, see you later, the switch.
But next up, it's Rainbow, isn't it? Who was saying that thing about the long one?
Yeah. And was
serious one? Question time. You said angels instead of angles, but that's fine.
That's fine.
To change this, the. In brief, he feels the tone got more somber. I had one person say that at the time, and it just makes me think that maybe people have changed as a listener, because I'd say our most depressing and negative song is Magician's Assistant, which is on the first album, and then on every album I have something like that. So 5 minutes was about domestic violence, and then on Repent you had our most upbeat and relentlessly positive song, and not a favourite of mine, is on Logic of Chance in Get Better. I think that's clearly our most upbeat and positive. See, I wouldn't particularly agree that it got darker. Nothing changed particularly, I don't think.
I do think that I started writing more to... I would change tone more to what you were doing, I think.
Yeah, maybe...
Angles, you were rapping over beats.
Beats-wise... That's kind of a good point. The beats on Angles were more dancey, electronic, and then we got Logic was more dancey and banging.
Yeah, I just think I got better at being dark when you were dark, especially when Repent. Yeah. It definitely felt more like that, you know.
Yeah.
When you're getting another Cribs, which one of his Cribs? He's got like 8 houses. He's got one in Hull. He's got all over the place.
All the properties, yo.
Dortmund. You got that Dortmund. One in Dortmund.
I was thinking as well. Angles as well. The title track of Angles is relentlessly depressing. It's about a kid killing himself and his brother going to prison for killing the person who bullied him.
Yeah,
everyone's life is ruined there. So I think a lot of it depends at what point you came to it in your life, I guess.
Fernie, at the moment there are no vinyl left. We might see if we can get some sorted specifically for America, but we'll have to talk to people and all that.
That's what we need to talk about off mic, as a little reminder for when we do that.
All right.
I've been talking to people.
Also, Fernie, double check with Sunday Best Records, check their store, because there might be a few left there.
Yeah. But you might end up buying them and never get them. But, you know,
I know they had a box, but I don't know what a box means. Could it be 12?
A million.
Or could be 40?
It could be a million. Could easily be a million. So are we on Rainbow Road now? This is the big one, guys. This is what you've all been waiting for.
It's the big one.
Yeah, they went on sale at 1 p.m. UK times. So that is correct. Did we answer that? It was Get Sideways who asked the question, wasn't it?
Yeah. Think so.
Yeah, I hope that answers it okay. Yeah. And it wasn't meant in a no, you're wrong. Just,
Nah, you're wrong, mate.
Every time I've had a few people highlight that, so I was like, have you listened to our first record? It's miserable. We came out the back with suicide and murder. Revenge murder, no less.
I do definitely think we've got the kiddie mode on.
I don't know, I've fallen off a few times, dude.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Fear not. I mean, I'd argue that you've got the kiddie mode on, and I...
Maybe I have.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be hilarious, though, if I did.
Oh, mate. Smashing it, then. I'm going to pick by everyone at once.
So, Aneri, we're both from the same bit of Essex, but Essex in the UK, but I lived in Zimbabwe growing up, so I had to train my accent, so my accent's not quite as strong as Pip's, but it's similar.
I just sound more common.
You You are common now.
Yeah, I am proper common.
Sunday Best is sold out too. All right, Cooper, thank you.
Thank you for that update, though.
Man, I'm actually concentrating. It's stupid. We're meant to be just like being silly, and I'm like, all right, we've got this.
It's because everyone was hyping Rainbow Road, so it's like, right, let's get focused.
Yeah, don't want a boo-boo. I like leaving bananas on corners.
You like doing that in real life as well, though.
I do, yeah.
I see you around Reading.
Redronics, three... Well, to be fair, every album me and Pip did was released on vinyl. A couple of them should be on my store. Repent, Revenge, Repeat and Logic of Chance should still be on my store. Pip's Distraction Pieces.
Yep, that was on vinyl.
In my brain then, that was on vinyl. And
everything other than No Commercial Breaks for me was on vinyl.
Yeah. So it's just my Bandcamp stuff that's not on vinyl. Space Between the Words is as well.
I completely missed the 10-year anniversary of No Commercial Break, so I should have done vinyl run then. But
yeah,
I don't really like the album. I can't listen to it.
Well, you've grown. You've grown from there.
I won one out of us two.
You did. Although, in total...
Yeah, I know, in total you beat me by two. But
by two? Okay. Two's a lot, though.
Two's not a lot. It's hardly anything. Any chance of a Destruction Pieces repress? Again, I guess the 10-year anniversary of that will come up in a couple of years, so yeah, maybe then.
And the Daniel Sack remix album of the whole thing.
Done.
It's just going to be me beatboxing.
Or Pip. Pip's making a comeback. Yeah, well, we just finished that Grand Prix, so maybe not a comeback. We try the fighty-fighty one?
We'll try the fighty-fighty one.
Or is this another... I didn't know we had another race.
We don't. Oh. This is just like, sorry. Yay, the end. Woo! 60
got
coins.
Got excited then. I was like, oh.
That's 60 coins for that. Whatever that saying. Did.
I definitely personally feel Angles, not Angels, was the saddest album. Even like the sad songs on the Logical Chance were uplifting at the end. Yeah, I mean, A Look for the Woman is all about being miserable as well. I think every song on Angles is miserable except for Letter from God, and that's kind of having a go at humans.
Yeah, fuck you, humans.
A Letter from God is upbeat if you're God.
Yeah, so I worked out how to turn it off. I worked out how to get out of the game.
Good work, man. I believe
close.
You.
No, I went back in, chat.
When can I get a Rocky Shite Bags vinyl? Is that a thing?
Rocky, you can't get Rocky Shite Bags vinyl. I only made 50 CDs.
I won't rest until I rip those pants off your ass.
Rocky Shite Bags was a track. Hey, Diebug, thank you. That was a track on La Saxa, yeah.
Oh, right. I've got one of them at home in a pocket.
Oh, you got a pocket one?
I've got a pocket one.
You got the super limited edition pockets.
Yeah, I did. Right. Tommy C is beautiful, though. Yeah, it's nice that's a track that's stuck through. As we said earlier, because it's so absolutely batshit.
Thank you, Diebug.
It's not one that I expected.
Yeah. Give me the game. See, now we're gaming. They quiet down. They've got stuff to think about. They get distracted.
Stuff to entertain them.
Right.
So we'll have a few games on this, and then we'll sign.
We've got to sign
over many of them.
Yeah.
And then I'll drive home to Essex, and it might take a day again.
It probably won't.
No, it's that accident seemed to only kill people on that side of the road, so it's fine.
Right. I don't know how any of this works.
We'll figure it out.
It only killed people on one side of the road.
Yeah, it doesn't concern me.
Proudest moment. Just day one, I still think, for me personally, just...
All of it like, was pretty good.
You constantly have this evolving, proud moment, you know?
There's loads of them. That Camden Crawl gig, the first one, the Barfly, when it was a queue round the block, and we were like, oh, this might be a thing then.
This might be a thing, yeah.
This isn't just us messing about, this might be a thing. So that was cool. Tour in America, going and playing in Japan, all things like that.
Getting
a message off Sage Francis saying, I like that track. Getting to go, all right, well, do you want to put us out on the label?
Getting to a message from him on MySpace.
On MySpace, yeah, because he was in our top friends.
He was.
And that's how that came about. So Sage, a friend that Sage went to college with, sent him a thou shout because he thought he'd like it. Then Sage came and looked at our page and we had him in our top friends and he messaged going, oh, hi guys. And that's how we signed to Strange Famous Records. So MySpace.
This is me. That's you.
That's me.
So some of these games we can you can play one on each of the these.
Yeah.
So fine, right? Brilliant. Team fight. Punch each other, right?
Yeah, we want to punch each other. Look at these dudes.
So you got springy arms, one, two, right? Here. Move. You're that one.
No, we move at the same time every time.
You go.
Right, yeah.
Oh, who was that guy?
That was him.
Oh, I'm going to be him. Right, so I do know that when you punch, you can make it curve with your left stick. I know that. What's sniper clips? Puss gums. What happened to Owl City? They were huge, weren't they?
Oh, they were huge, weren't they? That's a good point.
What happened to them? They made loads of money.
Owl City. Yeah, they were massive.
Whoa, goober.
Right, lads. Emo time. It's something I haven't measured you both anyway. Thanks for making such amazing music. Angles and all the stuff you guys have released since have meant so much to me with lyrics in them that have not only helped me through some shit times but also helped me stay this side of the ground. I appreciate you both so very much. Keep up the awesome work that you have both been doing recently. You'll always have a dedicated fan and follower in me. Love you, gents. Thank you very much, Goober. It's like you said, hashtag half homo.
Half homo. I did.
The good half.
I was dancing to it, the music, until there was one line and I was like, yeah, you don't dance at that point. And half homo, which homo? Which of us, even?
Which half of you?
Yeah, it better be the bottom half or it's useless.
Mouth or butt? That's the question.
Sniper clips is so good. All right, well, if Pip's got time, if he...
Would either of you ever think about writing an autobiography? I don't think so. We live our lives in... Or for me, I was pressing B again. I thought I'd already started and didn't realise we were waiting on me. Everything I do, or so much of it, is in the public eye anyway. And the stuff that isn't is through choice. So I don't think I'd have much to say that I'd want to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not... Like, there's nothing that I don't want to say that I haven't already said. I'm assuming shoulders.
I disagree that the bottom half is always the better half. You know, there's a lot of. All I'm saying is there's a lot of bits.
I don't get. Wait, we can have different things on our. I'm not doing anything. I'm just pressing those buttons. So, you're that one over there, yeah. Okay, so that button's that punch. That button's that punch. Your bottom ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You hit me. I wonder how you block. Hey, you block like that, do you? It is really strange. I think I hit you then. Is there like a grab? There's a grab chat. What's this bomb? Oh, Nintendo, what are you doing? Is there a dodge? There is a dodge. So why the one on the left? What happened then? Oh, you're doing special moves.
Yeah, I'm doing the special moves now. I figured that was now was a good time to start doing the special moves. What I'm doing.
Oh, you're winning. You destroyed me, chat.
Oh, that was a terrifying game.
Hit him with a bike! Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. We didn't change directories either.
Oh, right, so we're in Mario Kart still.
Yeah, well, someone will moan. Someone will go, oh, what are you doing? It's two people watching ARMS. Let's crash that directory.
What's up, guys?
There's now 200 people watching ARMS.
The big guys are here.
The big pro, the ARMS pros.
The pro ARMS fighters are here. Are you ready for some, to see all the special moves?
Yeah, all of them.
You ready to learn about a thing or two about special moves?
It feels weirdly slow. Know what I mean?
Yeah. It feels weirdly confusing because at no point are you near each other enough to really see what's going on.
Yeah. You're going to perfectly, I think. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what my buttons are doing.
I'm not letting that worry me.
Oh, maybe that's where I'm failing. You're going to perfect me. Look at him. Look at him, Chad. He's going to perfect me.
Changed my gloves in the brain.
Did. It's destroying me, chat. Didn't perfect me, though. I got that one punch. What's happening right now? I'm getting destroyed.
Yeah.
It's no Tekken.
Looks fun, but it's no Tekken, you're damn right.
Did she just say Jenga?
Cute mask lady and a slime monster. I think I've seen a Japanese cartoon about that. I bet you have, you dirty boy.
Rematch or Change Fighter?
We'll Change Fighter. As I've mastered that one, so...
As I've mastered that one.
On to the next one, I guess. Oh, God.
It's cute, terrible. Though. It's real cute.
Yes.
Quite random. Cinema Deluxe. You like cinema. So.
I do like cinemas. And recently I found I like cinnamon. So I'm going to make a note of what time I said that for the highlights podcast. I liked having a bird on that arm.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's still recording over there. Oh, special moves, Cat. Oh, mate. You can tell you like wrestling, can't ya? I want to get to that bottle thing. I don't know what it is.
I like that little one when I send the bird around to sneak up on it.
Oh, Jesus. Destroyed me. How'd you do that one?
Well, that's just doing it with that. I've got. Have you got a bird on one of your arms?
I haven't got a bird,
select
actually.
The bottom one was a bird for me.
Oh,
on both
right.
The ones I've done. So that's probably okay. Missiles. And then I just do it as just a right, I think.
Looks good.
And then, yeah, I was just finding if I do that, he flies off. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to move and punch at the same time.
Oh, hello. This looks like trouble. What's going on? Where's this ball come from? What's he doing?
Hello, it's a bomb of some sort.
Yeah, mate of yours.
I think it's a mate of yours. Oh, jump me. Jump me, chat. Fighting's hard. I'm glad I don't do it in real life. Range fighting, what a weird idea. I got one, chat.
Got one. Terrifying.
What gave you inspiration for the track Waiting for the Beat to Kick In?
I mean, we've touched upon the fact I love cinemas. It's all just what I've learnt from films. Because I think we underestimate how much films can genuinely influence our lives. In the same way a character in a book can. And yeah, it's all characters I meet in my dream. In that, it's all characters I met from films, but in reality, it's the characters that have influenced me.
Hair gel? You don't use a wax, don't you?
I use, what are they called? Oh, I can't remember their name. They're really good. The German. Roy. It's like Reuters. Roy. I don't know. Can't remember. Sorry.
What kind of stuff is it? Is it a gel or...?
Well, there's one I was using that was more of a wax, and this one's more of kind of a paste almost.
So oh, okay.
It's almost a cream. It's a firmer cream.
It's like Dapper Dan hair cream.
Yeah, that stuff. Kind of thing. And this one's made by these German real kind of...
Rorschach.
Barber types, no.
Damn it.
Reusel. Nailed Reusel. It, Goober.
Fucking Goober, look at him go. It.
You're on this, yeah. I use Reusel. I'm currently using Reusel Blue. I previously used Reusel Red, but weirdly with Reusel Red, I genuinely have to warm it up on my fingers a bit to make it even usable to go into your hair.
Domley, I would just... Anyone ask me to make a film soundtrack, I'd do it, even if it was shit. If it was them asking me and Pip, I'd defer to Pip. Because I just take all commissions at the moment, because you know, I like paying my rent.
Damn right.
It's a good thing to be able to pay my rent each month. Do you still use it?
Products to use? I don't really use any anymore. I put a little bit of the Reusel in there. So I run a bit of that through to smooth it out, but that's about it. So I was really into my beard oils for ages now. I don't really get into them anymore.
Andrew's son bought me a beard oil for Christmas. It was cute.
There's some really good ones, and I liked them, but...
Do you still use the old Aussie leave-in conditioner?
I don't really. I've got some. I use it every now and then, I guess, but, yeah.
Oh, we were getting heels in there. Master Mummy's doing all right for you. It didn't work. Oh, he smashed me.
Boom.
What are you thinking?
What time is it?
Pretty much 4:30.
Half five. I should be making a move at some point, yeah. Or should we continue... chatting to him while we sign things.
All right.
Rather than log off and sign, I like all these people.
That's all the gaming then, chat. That's
what
we did.
That's all the gaming for now. Is that all right?
We've got to sign some bits of paper. So
we've done some
might
fun.
As well.
And you'll be playing games later, right?
Maybe.
Take the afternoon off.
Maybe. Sleep mode? Do I have to put this in sleep mode, chat?
So you can keep asking us questions. And I've taken my headphones off for no reason. They weren't part of the game. I've been listening to them for hours.
It's just so you can hear if you're being heard.
Yeah, and if people are going... Ugh.
Right, we have to move back into IRL. There was games, chat. We did games.
That was games. That was some games.
So there's 64,000 people watching IRL right now.
Damn.
I would show you the directory, but... yeah, people get grumpy if you show their streams.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jeez. Which I get, You're not
chill
really
out,
meant
guys.
To. I should get up and get myself a... Oh, you've got... You brought two pens,
brought two
Jeff.
Pens. I'm very organised.
Oh, look
I've
at
not
this.
Counted how many we're doing here. I will count two.
Taking requests for our vinyl orders.
Well...
If we manage to deal with any more, we will make sure they're available. Maybe count them beforehand.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Maybe. Is that five?
That's five, yeah. Right. Really six. Nice party. Who did that sub? Ariola Laura Gorgonzola. Thank you for that tier one sub. Chat, you remember we at the start of the week, we were the lowest sub count we've been in a year. We're now back up there. Good work, everyone. Don't tell Pip. You're the one in France. I don't think you'd be the only person. We've got to play in France a lot, you know. We always did surprisingly well in non-English speaking countries.
Yeah.
I wonder what that was.
Great.
Bit.
I liked...
thank you, Gorgonzola.
I liked chatting to fans in non-English speaking countries and realising that most of them had a greater understanding of the lyrics than over here.
Because
they couldn't understand it easily, they'd take the time to read it. Or the ones who did understand, they'd take the time to read it. Whereas if it's your first language, I speak quite... fast, and you'll just take in what you take in and miss some of the other stuff at times.
That's the thing, that is fascinating. That's something I like about hip hop is that, like, you go back to a track you've heard 50 times and then you hear it.
Well, Aesop Rock's the master of that, of finding new things in there.
I did it with who's thingy? In the middle, who's that?
That's big pun.
Big
Pun. Get in the middle of little. Do we know? Do we riddle the middle diddle diddly?
I didn't know it was riddled until yesterday.
Yeah.
Like it was on in my stream, and Andrea actually typed it, made the text to speech guy say it, and it was like, brilliant. It's riddled.
Yep.
It makes perfect sense.
We awkwardly on one of our last tours, in fact. We played Italy for the first time. And one of the gigs was to about 12 people.
In Milan.
But that song was on my pre-show playlist. And you don't think about the fact, because it's a Puerto Rican guy and a black guy and whatever. Didn't think about the fact it's really racist against Italians in several places. And there we were blasting it out to... I would say a room full of Italians, but it was far from full.
No. Dogs or cats? Dogs.
Again, that's the beauty of our weird old career, is that on that tour, that was our biggest. We did two nights at Coco, sold out well in advance.
Yeah.
And we also did a room of 12 people in Milan. It's the beauty of the oddness of our little group. But I agree with
Dogs
nice, over
Dom.
Cats.
We're signing these cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We explained that earlier, but for people who might not have been here.
So these are actually more limited edition than the ones that went out yesterday.
And if you're one of Dan's like homies and that, and you've ordered one, then you know you can harass him and get him to do an extra, like a picture of a cock on your copy or something like that.
Ain't gonna.
Nah, I was gonna say I forgot. Has to then go to the warehouse and have to ship it off. It's all full load. Assign one to Dom in Paris.
Oh, that will, and then we'll hope it gets. That is the one that actually gets to you.
It's not going to happen, mate. It's not going to happen.
Hey, thank you.
Dom in Paris.
I love you too.
That's customer service right there. Damn right it's customer service. On Friday, I drove around here for a photo shoot, around this side of the M25. And then we sat there and signed every copy that we could get our bloody hands on. So actually, it's probably worth more if it's not signed.
So, Spiritualized, there used to be a band called Spaceman 3. Mm-hmm. And Spaceman 3 records without a signature are worth more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Sonic Boom, that was one of the men's names, yeah, was a very big heroin addict for a long time. And he just, like, would walk into his label, grab 25 copies, 50 copies, brilliant, sign them, and sell them. So, yeah, it's really funny. Like, but he'd also sign other people's records. He'd buy them in a charity shop and then write "Listen to" by Sonic Boom. So I always thought it was super cute.
So that's probably the right amount, but I'll sign a few more, yeah, and then we're covered. Just in case. But yeah, I've signed every time I've seen a copy of any of my books in shops, I signed them on the sly. And I've signed CDs at points, I think.
I still haven't signed a copy of your book. So I've, like, unless... because they've usually got something else I can sign.
Yeah.
I sign that. Yeah, because it's not my book. Yeah, I feel weird signing it.
It's understandable. I should,
you know? We did it, Pip. We did it.
We did it.
Right, chat.
We did our birthday thing. Hangout. Gathering.
I hope you have fun and stuff.
It's been lovely meeting you all and learning how Twitch works. I've really enjoyed it.
Favourite Doors album?
Favourite Doors album? The Best of the Doors.
The Best of the Doors. It is. It's a great album.
What's the weirdest proposition you've ever had after a gig? Well, I did this one gig and Dan Lesac said, should we do some more music together?
Yeah.
And that's how it all started. It was a gig that he'd booked and put on. Thanks for the time. That's all right, guys.
I went back to a hotel room with two girls dressed as pandas.
Saucy.
No, it was all right. That was an all right day.
Sounds like a fun time. GG, boys. What's GG mean? Good going.
GG. Good game.
Good game.
Yeah, or good going. Good
going, I went with.
But yeah, GG.
Good going, chaps.
So GG is well done. Yeah.
Lovely.
But sometimes people will say get good when you're bad at something.
Right, telling get you good. To get... you need to up your variation of abbreviation.
But usually they type out get good.
Half Cantonese, half Taiwanese.
Ah, okay. And see. Eight Japanese on your mum's side. GG. See, Jake Rose with the GGs, the plural.
Right.
Which doesn't make sense, but does.
Okay.
GGs. You get XD sometimes. XD, which is...
what does that mean?
Like, you're smiling so much you're squinting. Mm-hmm. So an X, then a D.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
But...
may you say a quick hello to my girlfriend, Claire? She's lurking and nervous to type to you guys. 100% not... not going to say hello at all.
Yeah, we will not say hello to Claire at all.
Really love seeing you again. Loved your energy.
Never.
Thanks for our energy.
So someone asked me to do that, yeah, and I did the joke of, no, I'm not going to say hello.
Yeah.
And they got really, no, please say hello.
Yo.
And I was like, I'm not going to.
I had one, I have messages every now and then saying, oh, can you do a video for this person? I'm uncomfortable with selfies and videos and all of that.
Yeah.
So I say, I'll just pass on my well wishes. This person was like, okay, well, if you could just wish them a happy birthday for me. And I'm, because I've not got any private profiles on Facebook, I can't comment, message people directly. So I was like, yep, 100%, I wish them the best. So I hope they have a good day. If you can pass that on. And they came out, no, if you could just type happy birthday to Mark or whatever the name was. It's like such a specific thing. And I was like, I'm getting tired of this, but yeah, sure. And then I had to go to a separate happy birthday, Mark, so they could screenshot that and show it. It's like, just pass on my well wishes, dude. This is knackering.
Alive in Dreams, yeah, he did Cedric a week ago.
Yes. As Cedric was on a couple of weeks ago and he was amazing.
Really,
I love
funny.
Him.
The photo,
yeah.
I thought it was one of, what was that band on Sunday Best? They're all naked. Cuban Brothers?
The Cuban Brothers, yeah.
I thought it was one of the Cuban Brothers for some reason.
Not quite, but I'd have them on there.
That'd be fun. Now.
But Cedric was wonderful. He's at the drive-in of one of my favourite bands ever. So, what's the name of the podcast? The podcast is the Distraction Pieces Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, someone was asking if I play pub Is it PUBG or
PUBG? Is PUBG. Fine.
I play it on Xbox. So I've got Xbox and PlayStation. I don't have any of the Nintendo ones or a PC.
Right, chat. We've got a couple of bits we have to do, so I'm going to end the stream. And then, depending on when Pip leaves and stuff, I'll either jump back on for some Slay the Spire, and we'll listen to hip-hop and just relax and shit. Or I'll just come on tomorrow. Tomorrow is creative. I'm going to get my laptop out and actually make beats on stream for once. I haven't done it in ages. I've got my Aturia key step, so I can actually play my keys. So, yeah. Anyway, and then next week's back to normal. Probably going to play Battletech or something. I'll find something. But yeah, anyway, thank you everyone who's been here today. I'm going to run a couple of minutes of ads because I've got to make that money out of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're out. Bye, chat. Bye, love you. You hang up, chat. You hang up.
You've been listening to Scroobius Pip's Discretion Pieces.
There we go. That was part two. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got some insights. I've got an Ask Pip next week, which you all submitted questions for. It's weird having a few weeks. And I was going to say a few weeks in a row where there isn't a guest, but Dan was the guest this week. It's just I forget that because we were both answering questions rather than me interviewing him. If you enjoyed these episodes, go back to episode 200 with Dan Lesac. Episode 200, episode 100 with Dan Lesac. But yeah, anyway, I'll go. I'll go now. Hopefully I'll see a lot of you on Sunday at the World's Comedy Festival. Please prepare some questions. And, I mean, even after the event, come and say hello. If you want a photo, if you've got a copy of the book and you want it signed, anything like that, I'll sign stuff. I'll hang about as much as I can. I'm hopefully going to try and record a couple of guests while I'm down there, although no one's confirmed yet. But outside of that, I'll be about. So come and say hello. It's a small, quiet town. It'll be lovely to see a lot of you and say hello and have a chat and sign some stuff and have some photos and all that kind of thing. So I'll see you all at Wells Comedy Festival. Not all of you. There's, you know, hundreds of thousands. We've had 11 million downloads, about to get 12 million. If 12 million turned up, obviously I know that's not the actual number of listeners, that's the number of downloads, but still, if 12 million of you turned up in the small village of Wells, it would be a problem. So don't do that. Don't. I'm not saying don't. Now I'm telling you not to come. I would like to see you on Sunday, okay? You specifically. I know you're thinking that this is a general invitation, but I heard that you were going to be downloading this episode. I hoped that you'd listen to the end. And I'd really like to see you. It'd be cool. You've listened to quite a few. And I don't know, I just feel as if you know me. And it'd be cool to bring that, you know, into the real world. And to make that connection as friends. As some kind of, you know, kindred spirits, I guess, in many ways. So, yeah. Everyone else has probably stopped listening now other than you, so it's just me and you. So I can just say, yeah, I really hope you can make it. I know everyone's very busy and it's a long way to travel, but I hope you can make the journey. Obviously it's a bank holiday, so you can spend the Monday getting back if needs be. And yeah, I'll see you on Sunday. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.